Globally, humans are facing massive problems that are widely ignored by governments and the media.
Like personal space invaders.
I've had it with these couples that sit on the same side of the booth.
Yak mouths.
Stupid stick figure bumper stickers.
Almond milk. You cannot milk an almond.
Hi, I'm Jennifer.
And I'm Angie.
We call her Pumps, and we are the hosts of I've Had It. Pumps, tell the listener where they can find us.
Apple, Spotify, Amazon, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Nailed it.
See you next Tuesday.
Forever Dog.
Race Chaser. Woo-hoo. Race Chaser. Yeehaw. Race Chaser. Woo-hoo. Race Chaser. Yeehaw.
I love being gay.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, and welcome back to Race Chaser, a podcast dedicated to the discussion, dissection,
and dissemination
of every single episode of RuPaul's Drag Race, starting from the very beginning.
This is the beginning. No, the booze, the booze.
My name is Alaska. What's yours? Hi.
Oh my gosh. I feel like
hi, sister.
This journey with the cysts and all the sisters and meeting
lots of
them.
Sisting.
We got to hang out with a couple of them in the past few weeks and say hello. Mm-hmm. And like you got Evie this weekend. Mm-hmm. I got an Akira the weekend before.
Yes.
Like, you know, and we always pop in with Brooklyn and Nashville or whatever. Like, I love it. It's really cool. It's like worlds colliding. Our journalistic
blessed
experience with the subject. It's like we're pulling back the curtain.
We're like Jane Goodall.
Oh, bitch. I bet she had a lot of monkey shit thrown at her in her day.
Oh, yeah. Fully.
Nice lady. Nice lady, yeah. This top four.
Yes, we have a great final four. As you know, last week we came out of the makeover challenge.
Mm-hmm.
Soju and Silky and Nina and Suga had a little trouble.
They each had a little trouble, which amounted to enough trouble to make us go, oof.
Trouble with a capital T.
Trouble with a capital T.
Like, but not like on Grindr when it's a capital T. That's something else.
And not like on Gender when it's capital T, because we don't talk about that on this show.
Okay.
Brooklyn won the challenge, I thought deservedly, but I'm still thinking about that face crack from Vanjie when she found out she was safe, because she looked so pretty.
Thing.
Poor little girl.
Yeah.
But this week is a chance for her to show what she's really got and to make the top four. So let's see how that turns out for her.
Exactly.
Right after a sneak peek from the DMs.
Ooh, updates from the DM.
Oh, wow.
I was in the seats.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Thank you.
These image is hilarious.
So Silky wore Akira's promo look hair on the finale runway.
It's also the hair that Akira has worn a few times on the runway. It's no stranger to the runway, that unit.
I didn't know if that was like a similar looking unit or like the unit.
It's
the unit.
What, on Silky?
No, on Akira, because she's worn it a couple times. I didn't know if like,
you know. The same. It's the unit.
It's the unit.
It's her hair, yeah. Which I'm like okay with branding wise.
Me too. Well, here's the like she posted something in this pink and white wig that I have too. I got it from like some Orlando store, but like she's like
hardest front wigs.
softest screen doors with Yaki Remy. It's like this half and half wig, and she's like, and you will be seeing more of it. And it's like, when people are like, oh, you wore that. I hate that. Why do they start doing that? It's like, are we supposed to wear new wigs and new looks every single time?
No. But this is my only thing about being on Drag Race.
Mm-hmm.
Out in the real world, out in the jungle, girl, wear the same fucking thing every day. I certainly do. But and I don't mind.
On the runway.
On the runway, the idea is that you are displaying all different facets of yourself. So when you start doing like the same silhouette, mm-hmm. whether it's hair or whether it's the clothes, then it becomes a little like a wasted opportunity or like a missed opportunity.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's one of the reasons that they make the girls jump through so many hoops on the tapes is because they want to make sure when you get there, you have enough shit.
Yeah.
And if you can't even get together for a tape, girl, you ain't coming to the show.
Yeah.
Totally.
But they've read people for wearing like the same shoe over and over again.
I was there.
Right. The same silhouette.
You were there.
Right. So I think it's just that. And people are obviously having a little fun with this. And we see in the DMs, someone sent us this glorious picture, which is the entire season 11 cast all wearing the Akira hair.
And somehow on everybody, it looks like a good size, like picked out hair. But on Ariel, it looks like a little bob. It looks like a fucking it looks like a Mari on Ariel, a curled up Mari.
Yeah, why'd they make it so small on Ariel Versace?
You know, people have it out for her. I think she's a great queen.
I do too. Yeah. But so thank you, Stevie D19, mm-hmm, for sending that over.
And Lachlan Mayhem. Oh my god, I want to go to here. I want to go to here. There is a resort called Nooch Resort. Congratulations, you've won a
Nooch
one day, no
night Resort.
Stay, courtesy of Nooch Resort. Wow. Oh. Wow. Sir.
We need to go to Nooch Resort. Oh, you just show up at the desk and they're like, what? I'd like to check in. Oh. Do you have any rooms available? I don't know.
opens a drawer, shuts it loudly. With our next DM, the mother of hoes says, I hope Alaska sees this. Last night while we were walking through the streets of Chicago, a little Juno walked by us and my friend said, I think that was Alaska. And my stone self yelled out to you. You quickly turned back around and blew me a kiss that was honestly so magical. It was like a fairy sighting. Thank you for an awesome weekend at Roscoe's.
Aww.
Roscoe's do provide with the dolls.
We love Roscoe's.
We love Roscoe's.
We love Chicago. Thank you, the mother of hoes, for... thank you for calling out. I love that. People sometimes say they're too afraid to come up and say hi, but, like, don't be... Like, we just had this happen on
literally
the street on Hollywood Boulevard a few minutes ago. And it's always a nice exchange, and we just say hi.
And he was so happy that Chad Michaels was still alive.
Ah! Chad and Derek, stop. Stop there.
You guys.
Sign
Latrice.
My autograph book.
Where's your star? Keep it pumping, queen.
Keep it pushing, fish.
Will Carson 97 said, I'm listening to the season 2 episode 1 of Race Chaser, mm-hmm, and Willem says it would be amazing if they had two girls who date on the show and they kiss right before lip sync. One day we might see that. She basically foresaw the Brooke versus Vanjie lip sync. You guys, I want to come clean. I'm a producer on the show. I'm actually...
What privilege.
I'm actually consulting, freelance.
That makes sense.
I told him I didn't want to give him W-9 yet.
Right. Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah. But I don't think I ruined that for anybody because no one could have known it was going to happen.
I think you just, you read the tea leaves and the tarot cards, mm-hmm, and you saw it coming. That's what I think.
I mean, I knew Rue literally said to me that one time that two girls fall in love during your season. So I knew they were trying for it. But
right,
it didn't edit up that way, obviously. But she wanted that storyline and she finally fucking got it. So good for fucking her.
Well, yes.
I mean, reality shows always are so great. But when you add the romantic level to it, that ups the stakes even more. You know, like anytime there's a showmance on there, fuck, I'm in.
Yeah.
I want to see. I watched an episode of Paradise Hotel this weekend. I was so stoned and I didn't understand anything. I was like... Wait, where did they get all these people to come to this brothel?
Right.
Like, it was just like the lighting was bad. They were trying to film outside, but I was in it because there was this one girl. She's like, oh, I really want him. And then he was with another girl and then she had to go steal him. And then Maria Elena, ooh, she tried it. Yeah.
Okay.
It was a lot.
Well, that's a different genre completely.
But it's reality like competition.
The sort of, what, Paradise Hotel?
Yeah.
Is
they
it kind of
compete?
Like,
yeah.
The Bachelorette?
People get
what
thrown
do they
off.
Do?
Well, I...
do they have to do things?
The party was sponsored by Lowell Farms, so I don't remember everything, but there are activities
that's
like...
that's a weed brand.
All the guys are going to jump into the pool at the same time, and then we're going to sit around like we had a mixer, and then we're going to talk. It's bullshit.
So it's like the Bachelorette.
Please open all candies and cough drops before we
God,
begin.
Please.
You can hear it. I can't hear it in the
He's
headphones.
Not even on a microphone. He doesn't even get a microphone. Let him have a piece of candy.
It's a protein bar.
A protein bar.
Is that what you're calling dicks now?
I'm on The Bachelorette tonight.
Yeah.
Which is sort of, it's not a talent-based, elimination challenge show.
I've never actually seen an episode. But I'll watch tonight.
I watched one episode so that I could be prepared going into it. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I understand why it's the biggest show on television, because it is very like it sucks you in. I understand why it's a phenomenon.
Was it better than The Bachelor?
No, I prefer The Bachelor because there's drag queen. Like, I love drag. We did drag on The Bachelorette, which I think is a great milestone for, you know, the world.
I prefer The Bachelor because of that Jeffrey Boyer Chapman.
Fuck. Right. Yeah. Mm. Completely.
Ugh. This episode has very special guest stars, too. I forget who they are.
Oh, well.
Oh, wait. It's Todrick. Yes. She said just family. So Todrick is on this episode.
Todrilina.
Putting them through their fucking paces for sure.
That's true.
Nina's lipstick message. She said, my sisters, I love each of you so much. Thank you for your friendship. Go big. Be kind. Go west. Love. It actually said fucking go west, I think.
Fucking go west.
That's what she said on the stage. Got it.
And this is what she wrote.
Well, good. I'm just making sure that you're up to date. The pride of season 11 west. She called herself the pride of season 11.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I guess she's right. AOC agreed with her and everybody. She's got major fans. Anne Hathaway, I think.
Yeah.
Lots of people are coming out for her, which is great. She'll be wonderful on All Stars.
I did a show with her this weekend. I mean, I didn't do the show. She did the show. I just watched. And
Chicago?
Drank bottles of Chardonnay.
For research.
So fun. So much fun. Vane, the shows that Lola LaCroix puts on in Pittsburgh.
So
that
fun.
It's a really fun special gig.
Coming down the stairs and you're immediately on a stage. Bitch, I love
you
performing on
love
the stage.
Staircase.
Bitch, give
every
me a banister.
Every girl loves a fucking staircase.
You just
entrance.
Pretend you're Annie Mame and then, you know,
yes.
You're sliding down. Ooh, I'm going to go up one stair. I love that. That little dressing room.
Yeah.
That one chair that eats all the bobby pins.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That whole first verse is just for staircase of any song.
100, yeah.
Don't even make it down to the bottom before uh-uh.
I don't put my nails on until the music starts when I work there. For sure.
Derek Barrett.
I think all the queens are kind of gagged that Nina's gone. Silky thinks Brooklyn's pairings were a setup to get her in the bottom.
She's calling shade.
Wait.
She's suspecting shade.
She thinks Brooklyn tried to get Nina in the bottom or Silky in the bottom? Somebody had to get Soju.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, I don't...
I mean...
Was she the last one picked?
Mm-hmm. I think, yeah, that was the last pairing.
Okay, well,
It might have been a little wink of shade on Brooklyn's part when she was pairing them up, but it's like, you're right, someone has to get Soju, and Soju was the first one gone from the season, so she's sort of like the weak link.
You would think.
Or
yeah.
You would suspect that she would be.
She's the one we know least about.
Right.
We haven't seen many strengths from her because she went home the first episode, so we really don't know. So in our heads, we don't know her, so we're just going with, you know, nobody wants her right now.
Right.
Because she wasn't picked.
Yeah.
Silky is going to get a new shoe, though.
The
because
broken heel. Oh.
Can you believe Madame LaQueering about...
Just hanging on by a thread. That little
bless.
Heel. That little kitten scooter.
The video message this week is, it's time to prance and sing as if your life depended on it. And it do.
I just saw a messy man.
That wasn't the right one. Sorry.
There is no mini challenge this week, and we get a workroom entrance from Michelle Visage. It's the final five. We live, we laugh, we love.
they're getting to participate in a sickening solo for RuPaul's new club track, Queens Everywhere.
Queen, quick, everywhere. I don't remember how the song goes, but
it's slightly schizophrenic and geographical.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, right. It's about the different countries.
Yeah, and who doesn't love a hose in every area code moment?
Girl, we love it.
Yeah. Plus, they're learning the most ambitious choreography of the season from Todrick Hall for their one-take main stage performance.
See, they're really putting them through it. Writing a verse is not easy. If you don't do it, then this is really like foreign territory. And you have to learn dancing, and you have to do it in one take. That's scary.
These are things that drag queens normally 10 years ago did not do.
No.
Unless you were Kevin Aviance,
mm-hmm.
RuPaul, Lady Bunny, or like a couple other people.
Yeah.
You know? So the fact that they all now have to do this, that's crazy. Like, all of a sudden, it's like all the stuff that you're actually being judged on for being a drag queen, now there's actual real stuff for being an entertainer.
Right.
So it's kind of like making them step their pussies up to a whole nother level.
Yeah.
Which I like, you
it's
know?
It's one of the great things about Drag Race is it pushes you to do things that you didn't think you could do.
Fuck producers. I noticed Evie was also in one of Sharon's videos from years ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah, in one of the ones that the Denver people shot.
Oh, my God. Yeah. See, Evie's been around. She's been there all along.
There's a bush and she's been beating it.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I'm super excited for this episode because each girl gets to be an extra special guest on the award-winning podcast, What's the Tea, with RuPaul and Michelle Visage. They are the recipient of a 2018 Webby Award.
What's the tea, Christine? That's the catchphrase of the season. They all thought that was going to be the catchphrase of the season because I think they were all saying it constantly to each other.
Who's Christine?
It's just, I don't know. They just started saying it. I don't know who Christine is.
The dolls or
maybe
Rue and
we
Michelle?
Could text. No, the girls. I think it's a Silky thing and they all started saying it. Maybe, can you text your insider person and see who Christine is?
Sure. DWV, whenever they would talk about me, they called me Stacy. That was the fake name
wow,
for me. I know.
Who the fuck is Hitler? We'll take a
We're
break.
We're going to take a break and try to get some intel. We'll be back.
Mm-hmm.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly it is.
With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
You've never seen a mother-son duo like this before. The show is full of wit, scandal, action, and did I mention Julianne Moore?
Something this audacious and sexy is as genre-bending as it gets. You won't be able to look away.
Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.
Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meal. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes.
You can choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie.
Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long or night.
What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals.
These Factor meals tasted like loving from mother's kitchen. It was so delicious and tasted home cooked.
It's true. These meals taste super fresh. The food is so good and so easy to prepare. I love it. I can't get enough. Factor me up, honey.
Factor meals eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, and cleaning up. Simply heat and savor the good stuff. You can customize your weekly meals with flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your lifestyle.
Get chef-prepared meals on the table in 2 minutes with Factor's ready-to-eat meals so you can get back to doing what you love this spring. And if you're looking for gourmet meals, try meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus.
And Factor is celebrating Earth Day all month long. Look out for Earth Month Meals badge on the menu for our lowest carbon footprint meals.
Head to factormeals.com/drag50 and use code
DRAG50
to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box.
That's code DRAG50 at factormeals.com/DRAG50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is still active.
And we are back, and someone took Akira's pen. It was just here. I swear, there was a pen right here.
I just had it.
And now it's not. Someone took it.
And if anybody finds my 8x10 of my drag mama, I don't know, maybe we set it down and then just bring it back. Shauna Brooks.
We need a super cut of every time that the queens can't find a pan or a picture of Schadenbrooks. Slide that into the DMs. The queens this week get to use padding provided by Planet Pepper.
Who?
Are they the ones who do Astro Booty? Because I use them.
Planet Pepper?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know nothing about a Planet Pepper. I know about Pepper, who used to run Odyssey. Pepper and Candy Ass. Ooh, bitch.
Oh, right.
Pepper
yeah.
was crazy. She scratched walls. She
right.
Moments.
I know Pepper from American Horror Story.
That Pepper is more subdued.
And our friend Markaholic is on this episode.
Yes.
Friend of the podcast, music producer to the stars.
It says Astro Booty.
It does say Astro Booty?
Yeah, right?
Then Astro yes, Booty. That's what I use. Planet Pepper is the padding that I use.
Homegirl
when said, I use them. I don't always, you know, I've never.
It's good to have options.
Is that a character
from Get Out? I don't know. I saw Get Out, but I don't
Christine.
Remember.
Christine. Is one of the characters' names in Get Out, Christine?
Let me see if a top four girl responds and not one of these other ones.
Oh my God. Friend of the podcast, Markaholic. He has produced
Hey All, Kitty Girl, Boy is a Bottom.
Most of the AAA
American
Girls A-Girls. Songs.
American,
yeah. American A-Girls. Fucking American A-Girls. American A-Girls. And the girls get to go right in and start recording. This episode really jumps in.
How many do you think they wrote that day and recorded that day?
I think so. That's how we had to do it in the past.
Tajik is really pushing Evie to find her voice, and she does. It's one of those things when you're in a booth, and if you've never been in a booth, and you're hearing your own voice.
Second.
Like, I heard my voicemail, and I was like, really? I'm that gay? Like, when you hear yourself for the first time, and you're just like, oh
yeah.
Wow.
It was a harrowing experience for me as well.
Mm-hmm.
and for countless others.
Brooklyn's rap persona is fine. It sounds good.
She's very like, look, I'm Canadian and I'm rapping. It's like mom doing the raps, you know, but it's charming.
Yeah. I didn't find anything offensive about it. That's for sure.
Good.
Yeah, Silky is here.
That's good.
Yeah,
I didn't find anything offensive about it.
Did I want? would I tip her if she was doing it? Sure. So she'd go away.
Oh my
god! I could be my friend. Like, why is she doing this song?
Oh my god!
I just as a song, it's no Kitty Girl.
Well, it's hard, and we're always going to compare to the other songs that were written by the... And now
No, I mean the performers.
Oh,
like,
okay.
I thought Kitty Girl, the girls' verses were each one... Like, Trixie had a joke in every line. Mm-hmm. Shangela's was fucking on point.
It's fun to perform. I like doing
it. I like performing it. It's a great song, and this didn't make me want to, you know, kiki in the club.
Right.
Hold on. It might
grow on us.
We may have intel. 1 second.
Oh, really?
Wait, why are you wearing... That wig was supposed to be for Friday night.
That is us.
I'm at my studio. You can come. Hey, do you know who Christine is?
Christine, the weirdo singer?
No, different one. She's on Drag Race this season. They've all been saying, what's the tea, Christine?
I don't know.
Oh, you're the worst.
Who are you asking?
Raya. She was top
she
four.
She wasn't on...
She was on the season 3 casting special. I don't know who you think you're talking to, Alaska.
Hi, Raya Latre. Oh, my God. You better work that, Gilda. Oh, my God.
You'll probably see me in an hour. I'm going to go do this event for an hour, come drop this hair off, and then I have some bar later. So,
bye, boo.
Dear Barry.
I love you, sis. Bye.
Bye. Sorry, no intel. Who is Christine? Who the fuck is Christine?
Is Christine a character name in Get Out?
I looked it up.
Because I don't know. Do we know anyone else from inside?
Yeah, tons.
From S11? We're really trying to get to the bottom of Christine.
Would know 100%.
Right. Vanjie says it a lot.
Don't have her number.
Okay. Well, we're gonna Nancy Drew this out.
And if they know, tell us to DM us.
So, What's the Tea podcast is sponsored by Facetune 2.
What? What is Face? There's another Facetune?
You've never heard of Facetune?
No, I'm
sure.
I know what Facetune is. I know what it is because you downloaded it on my phone one day when you said, "Give me your thumb."
Give me your thumb.
You're not posting that. But why is there a two? Is this one even more advanced?
It has different features. I have Facetune Original and Facetune 2. They're like useful for different things.
Sure.
But Facetune 2 is a little bit crazier. Like, I don't really use it as much. Because it, like, you can change the size of your eyes and you can make you smile if you're not smiling in the picture. Like, it's a little more manipulative.
The best Facetuner I've ever seen, I think, is Cade.
Yeah?
Cade made a Getty logo on a photo into Nat's Getty Strike Oil logo. And I was like, how did you do that?
Oh, wow.
Artistry.
That's good.
Yeah,
he's
really good. And he's an amazing makeup artist.
Yes.
Speaking of amazing, I can't believe Akira is raising her nephew and serves as the legal guardian.
This is crazy that this is just, this is basically coming out on the last episode.
Yeah, I mean,
like,
I love it.
That's a huge part of her story.
Yeah, kids are great to pick up tips. Like, it's always good to have a drag slave around. It's perfect.
It's so crazy. The story she describes is like really, I found it really touching. She basically was like, oh, like, I'm the drag queen of the family. I'm like the black sheep of my family. And then, like, as it turns out, she's the one who's like, they're turning to take care of the fucking, her nephew.
Girl, that's what happens to LGBT people. We're the ones stuck taking care of the parents because, oh, the other siblings have families and they right. can't, so it falls to us, which is why I moved across the country.
Isn't there a movie about that where Kate Hudson, she's like a party girl, and then like someone, her like sister, something happens and she has to take care of the kids.
I feel
and like
yes.
reassess her life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Uh-huh. Good movie.
Great movie. Love you, Kate Hudson. Yeah. She's a long time listener. She loves the, no, I'm just kidding. She might be, I don't know.
Silky actually knows about this podcast though, because we ran into her last week and
she came by.
She might even be doing a dip.
Friend of
Silky, the pod.
Dr. Reverend Silky Nutmeg Ganache.
Friend of the pod. She has a BA and an MA. BA is a Bachelor of Arts and an MA is
Master of Arts.
Master of Arts, not the new Octavia Spencer movie. But she doesn't think that either degree has helped her in the workroom with the girls. And she's still trying to convince people to like her and still pushing that cooking spinoff show.
Okay. I could see a cooking show.
The
guests can ride on her back.
Yeah.
While she's wearing broken shoes.
And the good thing is kitchens have that triangle of productivity from sink to fridge to stove. And if she stands in the middle, she could probably reach them all. So I think a cooking show for her would be amazing.
Of productivity.
Yeah. Science.
The triangle of productivity.
Evie's emotional interview is wonderful because Michelle gets to inject her wonderfully qualified advice.
She says that she should open up more and let people in and see her in the vulnerable side of her.
Yes. See, I like it when Evie yells.
Well, that's what I find unique
about her.
Because
that's when the real truth comes out. Well, how she really feels, not how she thinks she should behave.
Right. She's extremely lovable. She's sort of an outsider artist, but she also like snaps and like will scream at you if you don't hear what she's trying to fucking tell you.
For sure.
And I still like her. I love her. I think she's fantastic.
Not mad at all. I'm a little shocked that Brooklyn has never had a boyfriend, but I'm also not shocked because we were comparing Grindr notes once in Nashville and there was a bartender and I was like, girl, he's sniffing. And she said, oh yeah, that one. And I said, oh, you had him. I was one of those. I was like, well, I'm going to put him on my list too.
Oh.
Check. Yeah. It's always nice when you hook up with people during the day before the club, and then you get to the club and then they're like in line for the meet and greet. And I'm like, do you want a t-shirt?
That's weird.
Yeah. That's never happened.
Do you give them a free t-shirt?
Yeah. If you free? Fuck me, you deserve some merch.
Oh, for okay.
They yeah. They gave you a free nut earlier.
Wow. I don't want to talk about my sex life like that, you guys. I just can't. It's disgusting.
Thank you.
What do you think about Brooke being scared of looking stupid or holding back? Because her saying that, I'm like, she's one of the fiercest performers I've ever seen on stage. If I could do what she did, I would only wear short hair wigs. I would.
Why?
Because I don't think I would need to try as hard if I could dance like that and look like that.
But she does great with long hair. She works it out.
I know.
I like her long
hair. I'm just saying I wouldn't try as hard.
Oh, I see.
I mean, less hard than I do now.
Are we echoey all of a sudden?
Yeah.
Where did that come from?
We'll be back after this short break.
Okay.
This episode is brought to you by Squarespace.
Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online.
Whether you're just starting out or managing a growing brand, Squarespace makes it easy to create a beautiful website, engage with your audience, and sell anything from products to content to time, all in one place, all on your terms.
We all know everything is online these days, and it's important for your business to stand out. And that's why Squarespace is really important. We use it for Drag Queen of the Year, and it was great success. Great success.
I was marveling at the website's capabilities and the ease of use for each customer.
Well, the thing is, it was really easy, and it ended up looking really nice. So I love Squarespace.
People say the same thing about me. So start a completely personalized website with the new guided design system, Squarespace Blueprint. You can choose from professionally curated layouts and styling options to build a unique online presence from the ground up, tailored to your brand or business, whatever kind of business y'all ladies are in. Optimized for every device.
And then you can easily launch your website and get discovered fast with integrated optimized SEO tools. So you show up more often to more people and grow the way you want.
And Squarespace makes it super easy to sell your products on an online store. Whether you sell physical, digital, or service products, Squarespace has the tools you need.
Plus, you can connect major social and multimedia accounts to your website in just a few clicks, as icons, direct links, or embedded feeds. And sellers can also sync their product catalog directly with Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, and Google to reach more customers and reduce the steps for a purchase.
They've really thought of it all.
You know they have. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/drag.
Drag.
To save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
That's squarespace.com/drag to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices.
Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within reach.
Mama... Okay, so what they do is they send us some credits so we can go on their website and buy some items. I bought this pullover, like this sweatshirt, and now it's like my favorite thing to wear. I literally wear it all the time. It's like so cute.
I've been wearing Quince at least a couple times a week because these basics are so comfortable and I love them. I was just like, that goes with everything. Let's wear it.
Exactly.
There's 100% Mongolian cashmere sweater from $50, washable silk tops and dresses, organic cotton sweaters, and 14 karat gold jewelry.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us.
Now, Quince offers a range of high-quality items at prices within reach. And Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes.
Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/ Drag. For free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/drag and get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/drag.
Drag.
Okay.
This choreo rehearsal?
Thank God for you.
The dispute beneath my things.
Is that really quiet?
In your ears.
But it's okay in real life. IRL, it's okay.
Yeah. Girl.
Okay,
how's that better?
Well, Akiria is nervous because choreographed dancing is not her strong suit.
Everybody knows Akiria is not a dancer.
A dress is her strongest suit, though.
Girl.
My strongest suit!
Brooklyn is giving Julia Stiles and Save the Last Dance for sure. She's not giving hip-hop vibes. It's all a little regimented and ballerina proper, I think.
Right. So Todrick encourages her lightly to put
give
some
it up,
stank
turn it loose.
On it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Turn me loose!
Silky is hitting all the moves. But some of the moves are hitting back, it seems.
Yeah, I mean, she's killing it. Like, she does choreograph dancing. I've seen her talent from fucking pageants.
Yeah?
Yeah, she's amazing.
What pageants?
Continental.
Oh, did she place?
I think so.
Cool.
Well, I think she's done very well in the pageant system.
I remember when Brooklyn won. I loved that.
Yeah.
Sickening. Todrick has his fingers crossed for Akiria, but it doesn't look like he's that hopeful on her snatching it. I don't
know.
Bless his heart, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That man can record a song, shoot the video for it the next day, and have it be out that weekend. I've seen it. That song Expensive, me and Ganja are on it, and you're in the video for it too.
Yeah.
But we're, Ganja and I are the ones that say, this shit is, and we went to the studio, and then we're like, your album's coming out this weekend, huh? Like, he's a mastermind and a genius.
Yeah.
And his new album is sickening. That, yeah. He has a whole dress, Marco made it, made out of red Solo cups and the little shot cups. It's so fucking cute. I love that the girls have Mickey's West Hollywood cups waiting for them when they come into the workroom the next day.
Love it.
A quick product placement before the girls beat their mugs.
Love Mickey's.
Love them. They're always so transgenerous to the dolls.
Yes. Fabulous. Mm-hmm. The girls are getting ready. It's sort of the Kumbaya episode. That's what Evie described it as when we were in Chicago. She was like, yeah, this is the hand-holding,
mm-hmm.
sister-hugging episode.
Well, there's not many girls left to stir the pot or fight with, so the girls that are there, you gotta keep it cool with, because
yeah,
there's no room for all that bullshit in a dressing room, because this is basically what it is now, a dressing room with like four people.
Yeah.
And then a bunch of crammer men that you want to suck.
And this is the last day of school, pretty much. It's like the day before summer vacation, because they're about to do this and then leave and sit on it for a year and not know what's going to happen to their lives.
You got to say your piece and then steal everything that's not strapped down at this point. Here's the thing. If you get on, while the other girls are doing interview at the end of the day, what you need to do is go around with always bring a big bag and a coat. And then you put as many things in it as you can. And that's how you do it. And you always try to go last for interview. Be like slow getting out of drag so you can like come back and like, you know, do a couple laps, get some good stuff.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
This is good advice.
That's how you steal. I want to steal this look from Rue because this purple gown princess thing.
I love it.
Bitch.
I love this look.
Total salute. I feel like the hair was...
subdued.
It wasn't as much of an event for me as I wanted it to be, but there's nothing wrong with it. It just doesn't have movement, and it looks kind of like, when you whip a wig out to get it all in the right spot, like above your head.
Shake.
Yeah, when you shake it.
Before you go.
Well, she ain't go nowhere. She's on set. She didn't even leave the set. So a shake. Not a go.
That quick shake.
Yeah, it just feels like that a little bit for me. And a lot of these girls have been wearing these like fluffernutter dresses. I had one in yellow for Wigstock. Angina's had one, and they're like this GM Body Tista V. It's a long ass name.
I love it.
GM Biotti Batista something. Angina wears them. Little Beverly next door makes them. Beverly.
Yeah.
Whatever her name is.
Right.
But I love a fluff.
I do too. And it's the garment is such an event. And it and I think RuPaul has really looked really great this whole season. So
same.
So salute.
Salute.
That's what I meant to do. Press the fucking button.
This Queen's Everywhere performance, my favorite moment was when Silky threw herself on the floor and then those four people got her up and she was in time for the next move.
Can we watch it? Mm-hmm. Like the performance? Because it's, they probably did it twice and then, so you get, but they just use one take. And there didn't seem to be a spot where they can cut the film. From what I gathered.
Yeah.
I think it is a legit, fully one take.
It is interesting when Akira goes into the room. It looks like she kind of shuts the door on Brooklyn's first shot.
Right.
It doesn't look intentional, but you can kind of tell.
And that boy was in my Eileen video. The hot one with the tattoo.
Oh, Henriques.
Henriques.
These dancers are sickening.
Always.
They're like fucking murdering it.
And I love that the girl is taking the time to smile in between her moves too.
Right.
She is a performer.
Akira looks really cool in the video.
Yeah, it's definitely a good music video look.
I got the stuff that you want.
I got the thing that you need. It's very Queen of the Night,
it's
for
a little
sure.
That, yeah. Rachel Moran.
Yeah, down boots.
These dancers are fucking amazing. I'm really blown away.
Well, that one used to dance for Britney in the top right.
Wow, work.
He did her residency. He's amazing.
Here, what?
Ooh, and this one fine as fuck too. I know him. I know I follow him. Brooklyn is doing everything right.
I think she's
slaying.
When we watched it in the bar, people lost their fucking minds.
Oh yeah, she's slaying. The body geometry is correct. All the legs are in the right. She's doing an amazing job. But I don't connect with the lyrics. I don't laugh at them like I did some of the other girls. And I think that's a vanity. I think that's a motherfucking
vanity. Well,
it definitely
is.
That's a vanity. That's
People are saying she looks like Katya. Have you seen the side-by-sides?
Remember when Katya was announced and they all said she was a knockoff me? Any girl with a blonde wig.
Silky comes out of the fucking toilet and fucking throws herself on the ground.
There are some things that I've done, but I've never been on the ground fully of a public restroom. Vanjie for me didn't
it wasn't her take.
Did nobody look like they were having fun either? Like the dancers are remembering to smile more than the girls.
Yeah.
And it's just,
and then they're in Mickey's. I literally, doesn't it look like Mickey's, the tinsel background curtain?
It does, but if it was Mickey's, the wrong track would have started.
Oh, you're right.
For
yeah,
sure. Because there's a reason I don't perform at Mickey's. Because the last three fucking times, my track has been fucked up. And you said, you know what? After three times, I'm good. I don't need to do this.
Oh, dear.
I don't need to do the dog and pony show there.
Evie crawling out of the floor.
So cool.
Doing her limber body motions. And I really like, what the fuck? I like her outfit too.
Yeah, it's kind of, I'm loving it.
This spider crawling move is
keeping
just
eye contact with the camera the whole time and tracking it as it follows. She's so smart. I want to see this move because I missed it the last time. The one where they cut. Oh, wait.
Akira
changed
wigs.
Oh my God. I'm
That's
texting
pretty
her.
Fierce.
How
That's
dare she?
Pretty fierce.
What's the tea?
She said, I have a few seconds.
Wait, hold on.
I'll do a wig change.
Nothing.
Girl, me and Alaska are watching this episode for Race Chaser, and you changed your fucking hair. How dare you? You are amazing. I love you.
Okay, and then here's this moment.
Full production, Silky right in the middle. And yeah, something happened and the camera cut away.
Wait, are there five girls?
No. Yes, five.
They do a song now for five girls?
Yeah.
Oh. Yes, bitch. Akira in this big hair. A dancing unit.
That's pretty great. It's really good. The song is on iTunes, I think.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Really fun. And then we get into the runway, which I would also like to watch.
Sure.
Basically, this podcast is us watching TV and...
But we're super glad you're here.
And pressing buttons on this thing.
I want to see the receipts.
Willem has sucked all of the dancers.
That's what came out.
Magic fairy wand. Magic wand sound effect. Mighty, mighty. Okay.
Brooklyn looks so pale and almost monochromatic, like,
girl,
like an albino with eyeliner.
It's unbelievable. The category is the best drag, and this is, I mean, Brooklyn is phenomenal. She's delivering. She looks amazing.
They use that category every season. I remember they used it on mine.
Best drag.
You wear your best signature drag. Silky Nutmeg Ganache wears another girl's best drag. her wig. And then this dress is obviously gorge.
Do you think they knew by that point that they were making the wig a recurring character? Do you think she was like, hey girl, give me that wig you wear all the time.
Why didn't they turn
Are
it
you
around?
Wearing it today? Turn the wig around.
Turn the wigs around. Turn the wefts around. Love to see the wefting.
Silky looks great.
Ooh, touch the skin.
Yeah.
Vanjie comes out in this polyester satin looking gown with no undergarment under it to make it actually gown out unless she's holding it.
Yeah.
And what looks like a strapless Target bra. And then earrings that, earrings and jewelry that looks like it costs more than the whole dress.
Well, this material doesn't particularly do well anytime it's seen on Drag Race.
When Chad wore it for his...
it wasn't that, though.
It wasn't?
I don't think the Chad Michaels dress was that material, though. What do we call that?
It looks like a... It's probably a polyester satin because a silk satin would be really expensive. And I think Chad...
It's polycrepe to sheen.
Oh, it's polycrepe to sheen.
Oh, it's polyester.
Congratulations. You made her look
You
wider.
Basically took a checklist of everything that can turn tacky. Shiny, short, tight. No human being should wear tight satin. I mean, unless you're going to a Joan Crawford St. Patty's Day party, no one is wearing this dress. It's an avocado goiter. Sorry, I've gone into the Michael Kors best reads from Project Runway.
It's 10 minutes on YouTube and you need to see it. It's
None
amazing.
Of that actually applies really to Vanjie. But it wasn't the strongest look out of the five, definitely.
Well, maybe because it was green, which is the opposite of red, which we know is her strong color.
Right.
So that's why, probably.
Evie looks amazing.
Except her wig looks like it's braiding hair glued to her head.
I'm okay with I love the hair.
I don't mind a dookie braid either, but I don't see any reason that she couldn't do a lace front with that.
I like it.
Yeah, she could have done... you're allowed to like it.
I think it's fucking weird and cool, and I've never seen it before.
Yeah, it is cool, but I think it... I think if now that she got, you know, so a little... I don't expect to see her wearing that wig again. Let's just say that.
I love that she did the three fingers and the three eyes while also maintaining like drag perfection. Mm-hmm. So she's got that weirdness that she brings to the table, but it's executed so perfectionally.
I was talking to one of the girls about the padding challenge and I really wanted to get her for All Stars. And she didn't.
Well,
she did that tampon dress though instead. That was way better. And then obviously,
yeah,
Manila has enough good ideas for 10 queens. Shit.
That's true.
I think Evie looks sickening and lovely. And I love when you walk up a runway and you have something to look at on the back. That's so important.
Yeah.
Because like the good, you know, 15 seconds of your time is walking away.
Yeah.
How do you keep their attention?
Yeah. She paid attention to that detail and it really paid off.
Yeah. Akira's dress is so beautiful, and I bet it's even prettier in person.
Oh, yeah.
Because dark colors tend not to read as well, but like the blues and then this eye where she's got like this purple, like magenta into like a blue, and it fits, bitch. It's not just some spaghetti strap bullshit. She has these breasts on and she has a tiny little waist and her body, and she's correct.
It's phenomenal. And she says that she made the whole thing herself too, which it makes it even more impressive. Very great, very beautiful runway. And then we can see how this turns out.
I love him whispering in front of him, like, are we on a break? I think what the judges say about Akira, about everything, is, you know, basically what everybody's been seeing with their own eyes, the growth, the progression. You know, she came in a drag queen and she's leaving a fucking, like, well-rounded entertainer. I mean, she always probably has been, but like the fact that she did all those things for the first time, like the acting, yeah, and the writing and the, you know, she says she's not a dancer, but she killed it.
Yeah.
And she changed her hair.
Yeah.
In the, like, girl.
I mean,
like,
that is a level of extra that
humility
I
is one of those wonderful things that I'm going to explore it one day, but Akira's got it. And it's one of those things where it's just like, I love her. She's so great.
Yeah, she did great.
Brooklyn is also told she did great, but the edge and passion and fun were not present in her presentation. I don't fully agree with that either.
I don't see that, because when we watched it in the bar, we watched it at Roscoe's, and like, I mean, everyone was losing their fucking minds for not only the runway, but also the performance. So I understand two people have to fall into the bottom this week. So, you know,
two people have to be placed in the bottom. I don't think Brooklyn fell anywhere.
Yeah.
Other than a couple of splits, but those were on purpose.
Yeah.
Silky is told that she looks great and her passion and personality are great, and Michelle tells her that her undergarments don't match and she's not put together. Which
That you're gonna be doing the legs in the air shot, you're gonna want to
forget panties,
pay a little extra attention to what's going on under the dress. Just wear another black thing over the other black thing. So then you just have a black pussy panty when you put your legs in the air.
Yeah, but wasn't that a red beaded dance costume? And if you put black under a sheer red panel, it would show.
Okay.
Yeah. But
then
she
put an American flag or like something, just like something that shows that you were paying attention to the fact that your gooch was going to be in the front and center.
Sure.
Like you would put a Willem's Glory Hole sticker.
Probably.
There, probably.
100%. And you can purchase them at DragCon this weekend at booth 1725.
Yeah.
Just look for the half-naked men.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Vanjie's performance, they said she was disconnected and barely lip-syncing. It looked like something was off.
Yeah, it wasn't her take. And they probably did it twice, and maybe in the other one she was great, but this one was not her fucking footage. This was like a test run, marking it, not really lip syncing.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't her moment.
Evie's outstanding performance was recognized by Rue specifically, and she said she looks gorgeous and beautiful and her makeup is really amazing.
Yes.
I concur. I mean, Evie, to me, like, it feels like, you know, they could be setting her up for the win for sure. Because she's giving me Sharon vibes.
Yeah.
For sure. We're going to take a break.
Yeah.
Life's not there.
It is a well-known fact that there is an after show that happens after RuPaul's Drag Race. And it's called Untucked. And we like to give proper credo to this after show by reading one line from Untucked.
When I tell you, I kikied with you from the very beginning, and part of that's because you anti-kiki. Like, wait till I get home, and I'd be like, girl, Akiria, bitch.
Yes.
That has been one line from the Reverend Good Doctor, Silky Nameg Ganache.
My line is from a PA. Ladies, this is your 5-minute warning. Let's put our dresses back on. Put our shoes on.
I love it that this has been
one line from Untucked.
I love when asshole people are like, so let's do this. Like they say us, or let's put our shoes on. Like, it's like, you're not doing anything. Stop. Just tell me what to do. I don't need to be spoon fed. And help me get this shoe on.
Are you inviting me to set? Is that something you learned to tell actors? So, sensitive actors, invite them to set. Like they're going to a party.
Is that the comeback?
Yeah.
She reads the poor woman who's like, just trying to get her to go to set.
Oh, yeah. Back on the main stage, the queens are told to give advice to the pictures of their younger selves. It's emotional, but really rounds out the show in a wonderful, heart-stringy way. Do we have a violin?
Yeah. There might be violin in there somewhere. Yeah.
Some strings.
I just saw a messy man.
What privilege.
There it is. I like this challenge.
Did you have to do this challenge?
No, they started doing this.
You said no pictures, please.
Pearl season.
Oh.
No pictures.
Seven.
All my baby pictures were lost in a fire. I'm just kidding.
Very, very, very.
I just saw a messy man.
Mystique Madison Summers.
I like this, and Jackie Beat said something recently. She was like, I love looking at like baby pictures of someone because basically you're still dealing with that person when you're talking.
No, yeah, 100%. You could still see the evil in Bianca Young.
Ah.
For sure.
She was born.
I'm pretty sure the devil was fingering her as that picture was being, yeah, for sure. Yeah. Do you have any advice that you would tell your younger self?
I believe in Back to the Future, and I would not interfere in any way. So no, I wouldn't. Oh. Like it couldn't do any good to go back and like say be like, "Hello, I'm a fucking drag queen from the future, young child." Like no, I would just get scared and like I don't know. It might alter the course of my life. So no, I would like to go back and just like look and like. Like,
jerk off through my window on Christmas.
No, like, see my childhood house, like, as I remember it, you know, like, you can't really go back there ever. But if there were some sort of time traveling device, I would not interfere.
Okay.
What about you?
I would probably tell myself to glue down my brows and keep wearing condoms, even though you hate them.
Aww, yeah. That's sweet.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Welcome
yeah, that's
back.
Where I keep the condoms in my pocket.
Welcome back to Dead Air, the award-winning podcast of Forever Dog.
We'll never get a Webby with all this dead air.
How do we get a Webby? Can we campaign? Can we send them a fruit basket or something?
I can't fit in the basket anymore.
I don't know if they exist anymore.
It's bulking season.
Why not? It was 2018. Just kidding. Silky Ganache is so cute as a baby. Like, she looks exactly the same.
Exactly the same. So cute. What do you call a gay bar with no stools? A fruit stand.
So four gay guys walk into a bar and there's only one bar stool left. So how do they sit down?
Turn it over. See, I remember that from my confirmation. They did not give us enough chairs. These little stories are so cute. I think that it's a great thing that they add to the show and personalizes everybody. But no one wins.
I can't believe Brooklyn's name is Brock. That is the final piece of the puzzle that makes it all make sense to me. What? She is such a Brock.
Sure, yeah, uh-huh.
Canadian fucking man.
Have you never known a Brock other than Brooklyn?
I don't think I've ever known a human being named Brock except in fucking comic books.
Oh, I have.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is it short for someone?
Brock. Tried to fuck him, he wouldn't. That's all the info I got. It was Brock. The bottom two being Brooklyn and Vanjie. We have some words for this.
Is this typical that no one is assigned winner?
Yeah, usually when it's the final challenge before the finale, no one officially wins the last challenge. It's pretty clear who wins, but they don't officially name it.
Now,
I think it's
let's say it on three. Who we think wins? 3, 2, 1. Akiria. Okay, so it's okay
roll
that you're...
Roll back the tapes!
It's okay... No, it's...
Roll back the tapes!
It's okay that you're wrong.
Oh my gosh.
You're allowed to be. Here's the thing. Evie was great and amazing. Akiria did a hair change. And she nailed it also. And she looked like she was... Evie was great though too. Shit.
Yeah.
You might be less wrong than...
Well, I think, yeah.
Initially
For me,
perceived.
Evie is the undisputed winner of this particular challenge that has no winner.
Yes.
So, I don't know. It's a good way to go into the finale episode is being, you know, on top in this last episode. I think it's a good sign.
I think it's great, too, but I think it's also bullshit that they put Brooklyn in the bottom just to have this lip sync against his, you know, diddle buddy. Vanjie, I don't think Brooklyn deserved to be in the bottom two at all.
No, and it did seem, it seemed a little shoehorned because it just was like
they didn't give him much critique, and the critiques were so minute. It's like, well, you didn't bring a passion. It's like not. You didn't do good. You fell here. You missed this. Everything was perfect.
Yeah.
But they just said it was, the motivation behind it wasn't there. And that's bullshit.
And when they were reading her for her best drag look, like, I was like, wait, are you really critiquing this look? Because
seriously.
She literally just is the most perfect looking fucking thing I've ever seen.
She looks like a ballerina straight out of Narnia, and I fucking am here for it.
Yeah. But it's also like, who would have been in the bottom if not her?
You know who would have been in the bottom?
Ganache?
Yes. The one who didn't do the dance moves like everybody else and who they had to do a cutaway from flopping down. The one that didn't do as well,
right.
Probably.
So, yeah. So this, I mean, we all kind of knew this moment was going to happen. And I guess this is the last opportunity for this moment to happen. The boyfriends lip syncing against each other. But it didn't feel gratifying because it did feel kind of like
forced,
contrived.
And this
little
fucking cha-cha character shoe that Vanjie has on. Like, I don't know what's up with her this episode. Nothing has been as good as any of the other episodes with her.
Well, Gorge, she knows the writing on the wall. That, do you know how hard it would be?
At first we started out real cool.
Do you know how hard it would be to be there at the final, and you're the one who hasn't won a single challenge? You know you're not going to go to the end. Like, she knows in her heart of hearts that this is her stepping off point.
I mean, I would have just done something different at that point and just be like, I'm not coming out.
Worn a leotard again.
I mean,
right, or, you know, caused some sort of...
That's not her best drag, and they said, wear your best drag. Did her wig just come off?
I don't think so.
Oh, no. Okay.
But she... I can't imagine how difficult this must have been for her to be there. And she knows that it's her stepping off point, but she still, you know what? She hits her mark.
She's
and
turning
she
it.
Does the fucking thing, and she does a great lip sync.
Pride, oh, deep love.
Pride, oh, deep love.
We love this song. You'll hear it every Pride somewhere, I'm sure.
Bob has it tattooed on his body.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I get up out of bed. I put on my clothes because I got bills to pay.
Huh.
She does. She has it tattooed like on her chest. Yeah.
I can't read any of them.
A
kiss?
That was a kiss.
But
yes.
I heard there was a kiss before that they didn't show.
Really?
Uh-huh, I heard there were two.
What? They, like, made out?
No, a pre-lip sync
Don't mess up the lipstick before the lip sync.
and untucked.
Be careful.
And untucked, they kiss, and then they both immediately turn to the mirror.
Drag queen love.
I think that should be a challenge. Kiss without fucking up your lip liner. Because I can do it.
I have no doubt.
Yeah.
What do you use? Sugar pill?
No. I use... Right now, I've been using samples from a makeup line that I'm releasing. But the trick is to get your mouth wider than the other person's mouth.
Oh. To reduce the... Sure, that's easy for you.
Mm-hmm.
This exit is... I'm so happy for her.
Because we get to see her doing what she does best.
That is really the most gratifying moment, I think, of the whole episode.
Yeah. And we're all just waiting for it because she entertains everybody so endlessly and she's such a vibrant performer. She's got that it factor.
She leaves 100 times and keeps coming back and they just let her keep going.
Why did she wear that ugly dress?
Well, maybe she ran out of clothes.
Oh, shit.
I think Evie mentioned that it wasn't best drag as they were told.
Mm-hmm.
It was like gown or like elegant evening gown or something.
That would make... Well, then Brooke would be really out of left field on that.
It was like eleganza something.
Sure. Yeah. The lipstick message is, bitches, I love you all. Not just the Vanjie way, but the Vanessa Vanjie Mateo way. XOXOXO, cut the check.
Aww. Well, I hope she'll go back and do All Stars because she's really a great television star and a great drag queen and... And this exit really just, I mean, I want to see more of her.
Yeah. The exit last time was what got her, you know, this gig.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, sometimes you don't win or get the job, but your goal leaving a room is to make people want to work with you again. And she obviously did that last season. And I...
Salute, salute. Full salute to Miss Vanessa Vanjie Mate.
Now, I have a question. Next week is the reunion. Yes. They're airing it.
Yes, that's right.
But they taped the reunion the day after the finale, so...
But they still don't know.
Is that how that works?
Because they film multiple endings. So, like, even the girls sitting in the reunion chair still don't know officially who wins.
But as our listeners know, if they listen to Race Chaser Classique... That reunion had, and season one had the winner already known, right?
Yes.
I think, did I have a reunion? Where was I?
You were brought out. You did the sticker.
That was the finale / reunion.
Right.
Yeah, it was
combined. We didn't even have a reunion.
It was combined, but like now.
Who do I complain to?
Now the finale, they don't talk to the... To all the girls, like it's just about the final four
because they're lip syncing because they're competing.
Oh, so the season doesn't matter, and it all comes down to how many outfits you could put under your coat. Right. Cool.
Like in Aquarius, I'm gonna be a hot pocket and let you see these cones underneath.
She wasn't a hot pocket. She was a popcorn.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bless her heart. Her little NYX makeup thing. Well, I just don't want you defaming the dolls, Dipper. Dipper the doll defamer. We're going to get you stationary.
Okay, so let's...
Well, next week is the reunion. We're very excited. Wait, there's stuff happening. Like, this weekend is the biggest weekend of drag.
Drag entrepreneurs everywhere with Amazon Prime wigs will be coming out in droves to DragCon.
Why'd you look at me when you said that?
I would love to be visited at booth 1725, and I'm pretty sure you're in my neck of the woods too. Lola told me that you'd be by.
Yeah, we'll both be at RuPaul's Drag Con.
Mm-hmm.
I will be present all 3 days, but Saturday's going to be the day I'm mostly there. I'm doing a panel with Corey, my brother, on Saturday at I think 12:30.
Mm-hmm. The network really liked the rushes of Brolaska this season.
Oh, yeah. We haven't done it.
They're anticipating it. They really like the direction you're heading, though.
Can you believe this, though?
The brotherhood.
This is the real tea. Corey is the one who's too busy to do fucking Brolaska, not fucking me. Okay? I'm like, okay, let's do it. We can do it. Come on, let's do it. No, I can't that day. Sorry, I can't.
She's booked.
Girl! I'm like, fuck, come on. Okay.
Bakisha Booker.
It will actually literally be the 1 year since we've done it, and we'll be doing it this Saturday.
Everyone loves a centennial.
Yeah.
And then, of course, Sunday, we will be crowning the drag queen of the year.
Competition pageant.
Yes.
Award program competition contest.
That's pretty close.
Thank you. Yeah. I know there's six and competition repeats twice.
Yeah.
And pageant at least once.
Yeah.
I'm very excited to participate with a selection of 17 other illustrious judges. Gia Gunn, Sharon Needles, yes. Nicole Byer,
Jiggly Caliente, Landon Cider,
Peppermint. So many wonderful girls. And I think that the winner should also definitely maybe do a pop-up on the Race Chase.
Oh my gosh, that would be amazing.
It'd be so fun to see what, you know, the dolls go through on the day-to-day.
Yeah.
We could have maybe an Altoid brunch moment.
An Altoid brunch.
I just thought
trolling.
Of that on the spot.
That's high trolling.
No, I just thought
and
of it.
I'm here for it. I love it. I think it's so funny.
Thank you so much for listening to Race Chaser. You can listen to us every week whenever we upload our stuff and comment on how pleasing to the ear it is and subscribe to make sure you know when the episode comes out. I'm Willem.
And I'm Alaska. And do we have new stuff on the OnlyFans? Did we put up the 2 minute drag?
No, that's coming up. We do it every two and a half weeks as per our schedule.
Okay.
What a lunar cycle.
Well, we're
soon enough.
Check out the OnlyFans page, which is onlyfans.com/racechaserpod, and that's really where you get the stuff that's too hot for the pod.
Mm, these mics just can't handle it. Mm. And our Race Chaser podcast is at Race Chaser Pod on Instagram. I'm at Willem. Alaska is the only Alaska 5000. And send us all those memes while you're on Instagram. We like dicks. We like titties. We like pussies.
Yeah.
We like it all.
Hashtag Race Chaser whenever you post.
Mm-hmm.
And get tickets for the Drag Queen of the Year. There's still a few tickets left, girl.
Pageant competition award contest competition. May 26th, 7 p.m. Go to themontalbon.com, which is a hard word to spell. So just click Alaska's bio in the IG and you'll get tickets there. And is it sold out? Because I'm already having trouble parking, frankly.
It's close. But girl, I want, you know, there's a few tickets left.
I'm so excited that that this is happening. What is that?
We will be there. And the color theme is leopard print. That's right. So we're encouraging the audience to wear leopard print. It's not mandatory this year, but...
You know some bitch gonna show up in Ocelot looking all new.
Yeah, completely.
No, honey.
Completely.
Yeah. No.
So get out your leopard print. We'll see you there, and we'll see you at DragCon.
I'm bringing this fucking soundboard to the pageant.
Oh, curve. Oh. Bye.
Thank you.
Race Chaser. Race Chaser is not endorsed by World of Wonder, Viacom, or any of their subsidiaries. It is intended for entertainment and informational purposes only. RuPaul's Drag Race and all names, pictures, and audio clips are registered trademarks and or copyrights of their respective trademark and copyright holders.
Forever Dog.
Race Chaser with Alaska and Willem is a Forever Dog podcast.
Produced by Big Dipper.
Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey.
Our theme song is Race Chaser by Alaska Thunderfuck, available on iTunes.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is. With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover. The show is full of wit, scandal, action. You won't be able to look away. Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.